Morning. How's everybody doing? All right, let's kick off. Just want to say good morning to Kevin, Jeff, Alex. Thank you guys for joining. Appreciate it. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about something that came up in a conversation this week with one of my team members. And that is, well, how do we know when we've got the right broker? How do we choose brokers for positive money, positive real estate? Because it's an interesting concept, right? We think that we go to a broker and, you know, they've got all the answers, right? They're going to be your trusted support while you're going through these loan applications. But the problem is not all brokers are made the same. And there's a reason for that as well, I think. And it comes back to me when I first entered the market or into the industry. And we're taught all these compliance requirements that, you know, as a mortgage broker, you're not allowed to provide any financial advice. And it's interesting, right? Well, you're here to support someone. So when you're navigating the banking system, well, what kind of things can I support them with? What should I be doing? What should I be looking out for? So for a green broker, what ends up happening is they get really conscious and compliance conscious, and they actually end up doing detriments to their clients. And I find time and again that I'm ending up going back through some of our clients' finances and actually fixing it. And it's no fault of their own. I understand their concept and their pressures and their concerns when they're doing this. But at the end of the day, we got to realize that not all brokers are built the same. So today we're going to really talk about, well, what's the difference between like your standard broker or someone actually has got some experience? And near the end, I'm just going to give you some tips and what you guys can do to just do a quick check-in is, do I have the right broker? Am I working with the right person that's got the right right thing in mind for me? And it comes down to experience. And at the end of the day, experience takes time. And that's really what it is. How long has your broker been in the industry? What is their focus? And let's just talk about that. What is your standard home buyer or your standard broker? And I think if I had one word in mind to pick it, it would be they're just transactional. Yeah. They're here to pick up your application and send it to whatever bank that you want. So as a broker, what we have to do, I'm going to run down some steps so that you kind of understand a little bit from the background component. And then maybe that might help you a little bit in understanding what they're doing, why they're doing what they do, and why it's so important that we actually collect the right information up front. So when a broker first enters in, what they're going to ask you for is, well, what are you looking for? What is it you, as a property buyer, what are you looking for? And it's usually your standard PAYG, which is those individuals that just got their jobs employed by an employer. They don't run their own business. And they're looking for their owner-occupied property. That's it. They're just looking for the next property. Maybe they're dabbling in investment. So the broker will ask them, okay, well, what is it that you're looking for? And typical questions are, what's the loan amount? What are you looking for? And are there any features that you actually are looking for in a loan? Sorry, I see some more people have joined. I just want to shout them out. Hi, Beck. Hi, Luke. Hi, Brad. Love your name. It's good. So what is it, the features that you're looking for? Are you looking for an offset account? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's what I want. And maybe they don't even know what an offset facility is. And that's okay. If you're joining the podcast today and you don't know, that's perfectly fine. And that's what makes the difference between someone that's got the experience working with clients, especially investors, compared to your standard broker. They'll go ahead as a regular broker, home buyer broker is what I'll call them. And they'll go and get you that exact property that you're looking for. They'll get you into the loan that matches that property. They'll might mark you with Commonwealth Bank, go for the big four. They'll be really focused on the interest rate, which we do have some clients compliant components around that, making sure that whatever we get you for a product, it is in your best interest and that it's a competitive interest rate. So this is all they're doing is really sorting that out. You've told them what you wanted and they've gone for that. And they might put you with different lenders that maybe actually it might be really tough for you from an experience level. For instance, I had a client go from one broker to us to try to solve a problem. And pretty easy. Went for a PY, they're a PYG client, went for their owner-occupied property, and they stuck them with Commonwealth Bank. Well, the problem is the property itself didn't match the Commonwealth Bank's lending policies, just based on what the LVR requirements were. And they had a really short turnaround period for settlement. So there was a short finance clause. They needed to turn settlement around fairly quickly. And what the broker's done is try to put them with a bank that doesn't meet policy and it doesn't meet the service requirements. But what it did have, it had the features, had the offset facility, had the really good online banking platform, and it had a really good interest rate for Commonwealth Bank. And the client was almost out of pocket because they could see that this broker was not going to be able to settle this loan in time. So we ended up helping them out, and I put them with a bank that, you know, had a quick turnaround, still pretty competitive interest rate, and we were able to settle the loan. And I just want to ask you guys, if you guys have any questions about that, any experiences that you might have had in your property buying journey where you may not have had a broker suited for you. So this is what we're looking at the moment, is these new to industry brokers, a little bit green, and they may not understand exactly what we need to do. What are your needs and objectives? But where are your goals? Where are you heading to? And I'd just love to see if you guys have any experiences like that. I'd love to have you put that in the chat, and I'll share it on the screen. And it's good to know that you're not alone sometimes. It's an experience for you as well in this property investment journey, where you learn that, you know, not all brokers are made the same. And this is what happens when you get these newer brokers in the industry that aren't really astute with property investors. Yeah. They're really rate conscious, which I understand is something that we need to do, but where's that goal? Another thing that I constantly see, and it's maybe not just the newer brokers, but maybe it's that lending specialist at the bank or your personal banker at the bank that's kind of set you up in a structure that's probably not suitable for where you're wanting to go. And time in, time again, what I see is the broker or the financial lender at the bank will put all your properties in one with them because, you know, it might be easy of use. They have certain sales targets that they've got to meet. So they've gone ahead and put everything with the one bank. And if they've locked in, they've crossed the properties, your properties, and it's a nightmare because there's risk associated with that. And I won't dive into that too much, but if there is one takeaway with this, please make sure you don't put all your properties with one bank. But if you do, because sometimes there is a reason why you've got to do that, just make sure that you've got something outside, like, okay, I've got a plan. This is only going to be temporary. Here's the goal. This is what I want to do. Thank you for sharing. I'll pop this on the screen so people can see it. So this person's wrote, I've had experience with brokers pushing to CBA at 5.7% interest only when interest was 2 to 3. Went to another broker who went with CBA to 2.7. Same, but different. Yeah, right. It's interesting. Some brokers have different relationships with the banks, and you may not get the same rates, which is also really interesting, or even the same product or same structure. So it's definitely interesting. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. But it's super important that we are really mindful of what we're getting ourselves into, being aware of where we're positioning, where our securities are lying, and anything that we're putting ourselves into, what is the goal? And this is really where I want to flip it. This is where a good broker, an experienced broker, someone who deals with investors, they know this. They know that there is a goal in mind. And I want to think about this a little bit more in depth. I want you to think about this a little bit more in depth as well. As a property investor, if this is where you're at in your journey, what do you think that a good broker should have? And I want you to pop that into the chats. What do you think a good broker should have? What should they be doing for you? Because I know this is something that I even question myself. Like, if I was in my client's shoes, what would I be looking for? I know I've got a goal in mind, and I know I want to be here by maybe X amount of period, maybe in the next 5-10 years. But how am I going to get there? What steps am I going to need to do to get there? What hurdles do I need to overcome? And am I in sync with my client? Is my broker in sync with where I'm going? Is he aware? Or is she aware? Or are they aware? Yeah. So if you can pop that into a chat, into the chat box, what do you think is important for a good broker? One person's written, knowledgeable advice for future plans to consider. Yeah, I think you're on the right track. I think having a good strategy is what's super important. Knowing what that strategy looks like. Not putting all your properties in one location. Knowing that rate is something that's super important, for sure. But it is not the end all. Because sometimes, and I'll give you an example. I like examples, so if you don't like them, sorry. I think it helps clarify why what the difference is and why sometimes you need to have a broker that understands the market, understands how to make a problem into a solution, find really good really good decisions for you, help you get to that next level, and gives you these solutions to get you to those goals. So I'll give you an example. I have a client at the moment that I'm working with. I won't give him any names. On paper, they've gone ahead and looked at their tax returns and made the decision to reduce their taxable income for the year. And that's great from a perspective of reducing your taxes. But when you're in that property buying journey, there becomes a point where you're like, okay, well, I know the banks, what they do is they look at what's being reported to the tax office to make a decision on income. And it comes to the point of like, oh, they can't have your cake and eat it too, right? So what do I do? What am I going to do? I want to buy a property, but I also don't want to pay Mr. Taxman an enormous amount of money. So what do I do? Your accountant will probably say, well, let's reduce your taxes and let's make sure that your tax debt's lower. So we're going to go ahead and make sure that your net profits have been reduced for that financial year. And then we're looking at your current situation with the banks. If you're really wanting to go ahead and move forward with it, and you know that the banks are looking at the tax, what's been reported in tax, it's going to be a challenge, right? Well, a good broker knows that we've got some decisions to make. There are alternative products out there that we can actually utilize to help you get to that next level temporarily, right? So while you're focusing on minimizing your tax, well, what does your actual accountant say your income is? What is it that you're reporting quarterly or monthly on your BAS to the tax man? What does that show? Because there are products out there that actually allow you to do it differently. So we can do what we call an alternative documented loan temporarily. See how you go to get into this property and make that a temporary solution for you. And then once you've got your finances up to scratch, we can then look at refinancing or negotiating with your bank to change the product from a alternative documented loan to what we call a fully verified loan, which gets you that little bit more of competitive interest rate, but it's a solution. And I can guarantee you most of your new brokers are not going to know how to do this. It's something that I ask when we are actually doing the hiring for our team. What do we look at when we're hiring for positive money for the positive group? It's interesting. One of the questions I ask is, okay, what is your ideal client? If I could wave a magic wand and say, I don't know, Beck, Brad, Luke, Chris, what is your ideal client? Imagine that you guys are brokers, because after this, you're going to be probably a little bit more clued in than most brokers are. Yeah. Well, usually what they'll say, and this is one of the key indicators that you can actually ask your broker as well. Well, my dream client is a PAYG client, someone who's employed by someone and is looking to purchase an owner-occupied property at 90, 80%. So they got a good savings. Great. Cool. I would love that one too. And then I'll ask them a follow-up question. Oh, that's amazing. That sounds really interesting. Do you deal a lot with those type of clients? And oftentimes they'll be like, oh yeah, that's what our business is made out of. We usually help people that are just employed, have a good LVR, 80 to 90%, and we get them into their owner-occupied property. That for me is a big red flag. Not that they're not a good broker. It's just probably their inexperience and I wouldn't trust them helping me build my portfolio. And that's really what it comes down to. Yeah. So important. So yeah, that's one question to really ask. What's your dream client and how often do you deal with that? And the next follow-up question I'll ask them is, what type of properties do you deal with when you're helping these clients find homes? Is it a construction loans that you're helping them find? Is it these off-the-plan properties? What is it, or is it already established properties? And the reason why this is important, because it kind of clues into their ability to actually get a deal done, because not all securities are built the same. They're not. Properties are different, and there's so much complexity in the lending landscape that some of these properties are a lot easier to get across the line than others. And not to say that these properties are not good. It's not to say that. But it takes a different type of broker to make sure that you're getting the right product for you. And if they come back to me and say, I just look at established properties. They've already been built. Okay. I said, okay, cool. That might be your dream type of product. But do you have any experience with any others? Some of them say, well, we've dabbled in a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it's clear indicators that they don't have the experience. And again, it's a thing for you to ask. I'm not going to trust my finances and my portfolio with this guy or this girl or them. So it's super important to ask these questions. So a big takeaway from you guys, I know we're getting a little bit close to the time and I don't want to keep you guys too much, but these are clear questions that you can ask to identify whether you've chosen the right broker. Are you wanting to go for someone that just can get you into that property, doing exactly what you're saying you're doing or wanting to do, or someone that actually understands what your goal is and understands and has the experience to do what you need to get your portfolio up to that next level? So key takeaways. What's your dream client? I got to turn these off. I keep on getting in trouble for these emojis coming up, these emotions recognition. It's hilarious. Anyways, what's your experience? What's your dream client? What types of property do you deal with day in and day out? Those are clear indicators. That's the takeaway for today. And if your broker is not there helping you with that, and maybe you're not too sure if they are the right ones for you, happy to have a chat with you guys. You'll see in the bottom of the scrolling screen at the bottom, just check us an email saying, hey, look, I need some help making sure that I've got the right broker. I'll have one of my team or myself will give you a call. Happy to help. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining today. I appreciate it. You guys have been super interactive, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday. Take care, guys.